If there is a God, then there is a hell. If the Bible is God's word, then there is a hell. If the Bible is God's word, then there is a hell. If there is a heaven, there is a hell. Jesus taught more about hell than he taught about heaven. He used words such as destruction, damnation, outer darkness, torment. Hell is no joke. The Bible said in Revelation, they shall be tormented day and night forever and forever. That means that there are no furloughs in hell. There's no exits in hell. There's no time off for good behavior in hell. The gatekeeper of hell cannot be bribed, and no one living can pray you 1 second shorter out of hell. Once you're in hell, you're there for all eternity. If you go to hell, you will wish for the day that you could come back to this building and hear this preacher one more time give one more altar call. You'll wish for the day that that friend or that mom or that dad or that relative would say to you, "Won't you go to church with me?" You would wish that you could take that day back. And there will come a day for those who go to hell that they will never see the light of day again. It'll only be outer darkness. Imagine if you laid your head down on your pillow tonight and went to bed with a comprehension that the sun would never rise again. That you would never see sunshine, nothing but darkness 3 days from now, 6 years from now, 20 years from now, 1,000 years from now. No light, nothing but darkness. And that is the description that Jesus gives for hell, outer darkness. Hell will be a place where the demons you allow to rule you in this life will devour you forever unchecked. You to notice something else about hell. The third thing that Jesus spoke of is hell's fire. If you're not saved, you're playing with fire. I don't care if you believe in this. I'm so sick of the modern philosophy that's creeping into the church. Oh, that's barbaric. I cannot believe that you would stand up and say there is a real hell. If you're saying that it's barbaric, I'm saying you're calling Jesus barbaric, because he is the one. He's not uncivilized and barbaric. He's the speaker of truth. The lie's not in him. He can't lie. And if he said there's a place called hell, friend, let men lie. You see, modern philosophy has gone through heaven and said there is no gold, gone through Jesus and said there is no God, gone through this book and said there is no truth, and gone through hell and said there is no fire. But that's man's philosophy. But there's gold in heaven, there's God in Jesus, there's truth in this book, and there's hell, fire in hell. Let every man be a liar and let God be true. God walked down, if God himself walked down the star-studded steps of heaven, and God himself went to an old filthy barn in Bethlehem, and if God himself was born of a woman, and then the creation that he made, he allowed to spit on and beat him and kill him. If that God was willing to do that, then that sacrifice could only call for the most severe judgment to counterbalance that kind of love. 2 Corinthians 5:11 says, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. That's what I'm doing. I've come to persuade men that you need to get right with God. Once you're in hell, you're there for all eternity. You cannot live wrong and die right. If you're living wrong, you're going to die wrong, and you're going to a place that is called hell, according to the Word of God. Listen to this, and I want you to hear me. Paul said, some men's sins are open and have gone on before to judgment. Come on now, listen. He said, some people, concerning their sins, have been open. They confess Jesus as their Savior, and here's the beauty in this line, and their sins have gone on and already been judged. Then he goes on to say, but some men's sins follow them. Now, two kinds of people. There are the people who have made an altar of repentance and their sins went on before them, and God has already pronounced them clean because of the sacrifice of Jesus. When I get to heaven, there won't be any skeletons from my closet following me, because the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. There are some of you who the Scripture says some men's sins follow them. I want you to imagine going before the throne of God. And you say, oh, they can't follow me. They're secret. Nobody will know. But on judgment day, those sins will come cascading upon you. And they'll fall on you. They'll be all around you standing there. And you'll say, get away. And they'll say, oh, no, we follow you. You didn't repent. You didn't get under the blood. You didn't receive Christ. And so your sins will follow you to the judgment. While others of us will just walk in and he'll say, what's your right to be here? And I'll say, I knelt in an altar and he saved me and I sent my sins on ahead. Don't you remember in that altar on Sunday night in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina? I sent them ahead. None of them can follow me. Whew, hallelujah. I feel like shouting right there. See, you'll handle your sins twice. First, when you commit them, and secondly, when you're judged somewhere for them. And those sins will follow you if you don't repent. Once you're in hell, you're there for all eternity.